Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Our Bucket List Adventures by Corey Harold is a guided journal designed for couples who want a shared place to plan future experiences and preserve the memories they create. Together, part planner and part keepsake, it focuses on helping partners talk about their dreams, turn them into doable goals, and document what happens once those goals are completed. Rather than reading like a narrative or a traditional self-help book, it is structured as an interactive workbook with prompts and designated spaces to write. The book also leans into physical memory keeping, encouraging couples to record dates, reflections, and small mementos from trips and outings. Its design is intentionally giftable and durable, with features such as a sturdy cover, a lay-flat format for easy writing, and celebratory stickers for marking completed items. Overall, the book's purpose is to make shared goal setting feel approachable and fun, while creating a long-lasting record of a couple's adventures. From everyday outings close to home to bigger life dreams, I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a shared bucket list as a relationship tool. At the center of our bucket list, adventures is the idea that a bucket list is more than a wish list. When approached as a couple, it becomes a practical tool for connection. The journal's guided structure gives partners an easy way to surface individual interests, compare priorities, and decide what they want to experience together. This matters because many couples talk about travel or someday goals in vague terms, but never capture them in one place or revisit them consistently. By providing space to brainstorm and plan collaboratively, the book encourages joint decision-making and helps transform abstract hopes into a shared vision. The format also supports balance. It recognizes that meaningful adventures are not only major trips, but can include local discoveries and smaller plans that fit into real schedules and budgets. In that sense, the journal nudges couples to value both the extraordinary and the everyday. The result is a record of what the couple wants, not what a generic travel list suggests. That personalization helps conversations stay grounded in the couple's actual preferences and builds momentum toward experiences they will genuinely enjoy. Secondly, prompts that turn dreams into action. A key feature of the journal is its use of motivating prompts to help couples follow through. Many bucket list notebooks stop at idea collection, but this book is designed to keep the couple moving from dreaming to doing. Prompts guide partners to clarify what an adventure means to them and to reflect on why a goal matters before it becomes just another item on a list. This structure reduces friction for couples who want to plan but feel overwhelmed by possibilities. Instead of starting with a blank page, they are given cues that make it easier to write, prioritize, and commit. The prompts also encourage shared accountability. When both partners contribute in writing, the plans feel mutual rather than assigned by one person. Over time, that mutuality can create a rhythm of revisiting goals, picking the next experience, and making space for it in the calendar of real life. Even for couples who are not naturally organized, the guided approach provides a gentle framework that supports follow-through without feeling like a productivity system. The journal remains flexible, but it consistently points the couple toward concrete next steps. Thirdly, organizing adventures by category and interest. Our bucket list adventures include smaller categorized sections that help couples track specific interests, such as restaurants or foods to try, museums and landmarks to visit, and other experiences they want to have. This organization is practical because couples often collect ideas in scattered places, like phone notes, social media saves, or random conversations, and then forget them. A dedicated category-based layout creates a centralized reference that is easy to scan when planning a date, a weekend outing, or a trip. The categories also broaden the definition of adventure. Not every meaningful experience requires airfare or extensive planning, and the book structure makes room for accessible goals that can be completed close to home. That balance can be especially helpful for couples in busy seasons of life who still want novelty and shared experiences. Categorization also supports variety. Instead of repeatedly defaulting to the same kind of outing, couples can notice gaps and choose something different, like a cultural visit instead of another restaurant night. In this way, the journal functions as both an idea bank and a planning aid, helping couples translate preferences into a diverse set of experiences over time. Fourthly, documenting memories with space for keepsakes. Beyond planning, the journal emphasizes memory keeping. It includes extra pages intended for photos, ticket stubs, and other small items that commemorate completed adventures. This makes the book different from a simple checklist because it becomes a tangible archive of a couple's shared life. Recording dates and reflections helps preserve context that can fade quickly, such as what made a trip funny, what surprised them, or what they learned about each other. The physical nature of the journal matters here. While digital photo albums capture images, they often lack narrative, and they can be difficult to revisit in a meaningful way. A keepsake journal invites slower reflection and makes the story of the experience part of the record. The approach is also inclusive of different types of memories. Couples can document a big milestone trip with mementos, but they can also preserve evidence of smaller local experiences that might otherwise be forgotten. Some readers may wish for more space for extensive photo layouts, but the existing design still supports a core purpose to create a single object that holds both the couple's aspirations and the proof that they live them. Lastly, celebration and design features that make it giftable. The book positions itself as an heirloom quality object, and its physical design supports that intention. Features such as a sturdy binding, durable cloth cover, and a lay-flat design are meant to make it pleasant to use repeatedly and to keep it intact for years. That matters because a couple's journal is only valuable if it can survive frequent handling, writing sessions, and the addition of small keepsakes. The inclusion of gold foil stickers to celebrate completed goals also reinforces the book's celebratory tone. Marking accomplishments can feel playful, but it also provides a visible record of progress, which can motivate couples to keep going. The overall aesthetic, including hand-drawn illustrations and neutral colors, is designed to appeal to a wide range of couples and to fit naturally into a home as a keepsake rather than a disposable workbook. These choices also make it an easy gift for occasions where couples are thinking about the future together, such as weddings, anniversaries, or a new chapter of life. The design communicates permanence and care, which aligns with the book's role as both planner and memory book. In conclusion, Our Bucket List Adventures is best for couples who want a simple, tangible way to dream together and keep those dreams from getting lost in day-to-day routines. It will especially appeal to partners who enjoy writing things down, making plans in a shared space, and saving small physical mementos from trips, dates, and milestone experiences. The practical benefit is clarity. The journal encourages couples to articulate what they want to do, organize ideas by interest, and return to those ideas when it is time to pick the next adventure. The emotional benefit is continuity. By documenting completed items with dates, notes, and keepsakes, couples build a narrative of their relationship that they can revisit years later. Compared with many similar products, the book stands out for combining planning, reflection, and memory keeping in a single guided format, while also offering an elevated, durable design intended to last. It is less about prescribing what every couple should do and more about giving partners a structured canvas to define their own goals. Well, for couples who prefer digital planning, it may not replace apps or shared calendars, but it can complement them by preserving the story behind the plans and the meaning of what was accomplished together. If you would like to support Corey Harold, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.